This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. 15 power pack minutes if you've been listening to this sermon. I got to admit, I was a little wound up here 2 weeks back at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you are a real glutton for punishment, I'm joking. If you like hearing messages like this, this one you've been hearing, I invite you to come out to Island Sunday morning at 10:30. This message just got me wound up. I can't help it. Earnestly contend for the faith. I, for one, refuse to sit still and watch this country fall away from the Christian faith. I believe that people need to rise up and do something. As you look around here, society in the United States of America, you'll see exactly that. People that refuse to bow the knee to Satan and his plan here in this country. People that won't. Well, you'll see it. You see florists, you see bakers, you see state Supreme Court judges like Roy Moore down there in Alabama, people who refuse to bow the knee and go along with all the evil that's going on in this country. James, or actually Jude, tells us that we should be doing the same thing. Marlon Brando says, I should have been a contender. God says, you need to be a contender and get up and do something about it, and don't keep silent to all the evil that's going on in this country as Satan is trying to destroy the United States of America, and he's doing a pretty good job. And God is looking for a few good men and a few good women who are going to rise up and say, no, I will not do this. That's this message today. If you'd like to hear it in its entirety, email me, elected77@gmail.com. I'll send it to you. Call me here at this radio station, 321-632-1000. I'll mail you a CD, whatever it takes. You can go to my website, gospelstudy.net. Click on the link that says this program is now podcast. Click here. You'll find on there, Earnestly Contend for the Faith. You can download it, play it, burn it to a CD, whatever you want. My encouragement to you is to stand up and be counted. Now, here's the last part of this message, Earnestly Contend for the Faith.
Court-martial me all you want. I stand up for the name of Jesus Christ and contend for the faith. This is what's going on in this world here right now and what's going on in this country. Let us earnestly contend for the faith. What do you say? If not, if you do not stand up and be counted, you know, think of this right here. This here, you see, this here is Old Glory. And this is linked with the faith. You can't separate the two. You can't, well, that's church and this is state. No. This flag and this country and Almighty God are eternally linked together, and you can't separate them. We stand, this flag, This country was built on principles established and laid out by Almighty God, indivisible, under God is what we are. Don't let anyone separate this flag from your Christian faith. And I won't cut that out of the podcast either. We stand here, stand our ground in Jesus' name. And they're going to have to haul me out of here, because I will continue to speak it as long as I'm your pastor here. I won't be silenced. You can take what I have. What I have for you to take is not much. But what I have that you can't take, you can't put a price tag on. That's off limits to you, devil, and all your minions. Once for all delivered to the saints. The faith, our common salvation, is once for all delivered to the saints. What that means is our common faith is what it is what it was. The word for handed over, actually the word delivered, is the word paradidomi. It means to be handed over. The same word used of Jesus when he was arrested. Paul wrote, "For we who are living are always handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also may be manifest in our body." That's what the word means. It's applied here towards our faith. Your faith, our faith, the Christian faith has been delivered to us from the saints. Many people died to give you this book. William Tyndale was burned at the stake for it, for having the nerve to translate it into English. The people that brought you this book all died for it. All of them. For translating this into English so you could know the will of God for yourself. You don't need me to tell you. I just share the truth with you. We have the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Earnestly contend for it. Don't try to change it. Don't add to it. And don't take away from it either. For I testify to everyone that hears the words of the prophecies of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him all the plagues that are written in the book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life. Not sure if you can lose your salvation? Take the words out of this book and see what happens to you. No, don't try that. Believe the whole book and everything that it says. Even the parts you don't like. The next time you hear someone say, God is doing a new thing, say and question it, is it in the book? There is no new thing. We've got the faith once for all handed down to the saints. Is it in the book? Homosexuality is in today. Is it in the book? Thus says the Lord, I accept homosexuals. It's not in the book. There is no new thing. God is not doing a new thing. This is sin the same as all the other sins that are in the Bible. It's no different. You're not to be honored for your sin. There is no new doctrine. It's already established. I could go on and on here about no new doctrine. Things that are new. Denominations are new. That's not the part of God's plan. Do you think a fractured, splintered church that fights with each other is part of God's plan? No. One church, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all is God's plan. Denominations, a fractured church, watered down church is not part of God's plan. The charismatic movement is new. Notice, I didn't say operating in spiritual gifts and speaking in tongues. I don't do that. But it's in the book. If you follow the book, all right, follow the book. What I'm talking about is those that worship the Holy Spirit and those that don't believe God is sovereign anymore. God still rules. The charismatic movement is 100 years old. It's new doctrine. I don't believe it. The spiritual gifts I believe because it's in the book. New doctrine, a new way of God, thinking you can command God and you can command what you want. You don't have the power, friend. You don't have the power to do that. Also, you might not like this one, the pre-tribulation rapture. It's 140 years old. That's not part of the faith, once for all delivered to the saints. Maybe that might be true. God might take us away before any of the tribulation comes, but it came about from a woman in Scotland, a 15-year-old girl that was in a trance. And she uttered, "Thus saith the Lord, the church is going to be taken away." And a bunch of people heard that and liked that. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? You won't ever have to face any tribulation or any persecution. Lord's going to remove you before any of that happens. That is pleasing to the flesh. It grew and grew and grew and grew to where it is now that I just want to show you. That's not part of the faith once for all delivered to the saints. That's new. It's new doctrine. Let me say this. If it's new, it's not true. And if it's true, then it's not new. Earnestly contend for the faith, church. The faith that was handed down to you. Who handed it down to you? Your mother? Maybe your grandmother? Maybe your pastor. From generation to generation, the message of the cross does not change. Many Christians have died to ensure you receive what you have, the gospel of God. And the Christians of the past, those in the hall of faith here in Hebrews chapter 11, they're counting on you and I to stand strong in this age and to be counted. Moses said in Exodus 32, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come with me." Contend for the faith. Let's stand up and be counted. Amen. Remember, I'll leave you with this thought. The continuation of the United States of America and the faith is on us and one generation from us. If we don't stand up for the faith, we'll never get past another generation. And the next generation will be the end. Might not be the end of the country, but it'll be the end of God blessed the United States and what this country was founded on. Let's you and I stand up and be counted. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Since I am so sad, since I am in need, since I am